So we left off in the middle of Siman Shin Dalad, Sif Aleph, the different halachas of Shvi'is Avdoi, what is mitzvah, make sure his Avaknani does not do malacha on Shabbos, halachas which Pasha is not really negated to us too much nowadays, but it's halachas Shulchan Aruch, we have to learn them anyway. And we're discussing last an Eved who has not makabal himself, Shabbos Mitzvah Noach, who has not makabal to do mitzvahs, not even like a Ger Toshev. And the first Shita in Shulchan Aruch said that still he cannot do malacha for his master on Shabbos. The Yeshamim, now there's a Yeshamim that says that if he's not makabal Shabbos Mitzvah Noach, since Be'etzem, we're talking about an Eved over here, he belongs to Yid, he has a Kenan Guf, but Be'etzem is a Goy. He wasn't Mova Tova L'Shem Avdus, he wasn't makabal Shabbos Mitzvah Noach, he's even less than a Ger Toshev. So the fact that he belongs to Yid, a Kenan Guf, does not have any halachic ramifications over here, and the master is not muzar on him to make sure it does not do malacha on Shabbos, and he's treated like a regular goy, and therefore anywhere Amir L'Akam is mutter, we can have him be the one to do the malacha for us. For example, for a chodesh she'ein b'sakona, that generally Amir L'Akam is mutter, so we could use him. Or for tzarech hames, yom tevrishin, we could use him as well. According to the first shita, it's aser, he's more chomer than a regular goy. There's derais to gedinim, since he belongs to Yid, they cannot do malacha for Yid on Shabbos. And according to the second shita, l'maisa will be mutter. So, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, looking at Eli Rabba, being many places, and Maisa Shemachrak, the first Shita, and therefore, this person who Yid is a kid in a gufanim, so he's on some level an Eved Kanani, even though he was not Mova Tovel Shem Avdus, he wasn't Makab, not the Mitzvah Nogis Be'Eved, not Shem Mitzvah Noach, Maisa, you should not let him do Malacha for us. Mishnah Berurah says that it's also to tell Mumar, or any either one of the Derech, do Malacha on Shabbos Yomtiv, it's Lufna Iver, because they're not allowed to do Malacha, the same way we're not allowed to do Malacha. And their mother discusses an Eved who were mitzvah on his shvisa. Pashtun means Eved who was mal v'tavol. Mishnah Berurah says Hashan l'achrenim. If this applies also to Eved who was not mal v'tavol. But in any case, an Eved who were mitzvah on his shvisa to make sure he does not do malach on Shabbos, if he's allowed to go out on Shabbos with a shrabim, with a chesim, with a stamp on him that has master made for him to show that he's an Eved. And their mother says as follows, that if it's made out of tit, so then it's mutter for him to go out with it if it's hanging around his neck. However, if it's made out of metal, then it's also for him to go out with it, even to hang around his neck, or even to smell of tit, of cement, if it's on his ksus, on his clothing, so then it'll also be usher. The only way it's mutter is it's smell of tit and it's hanging on his neck. And Mishnah Berurah explains that the whole conversation that's going on back and forth in their muscle, so to speak, is about we're afraid that if it's going to fall off, he's going to end up carrying it for Amos Yisrabim. Because he's going to take it off and intentionally carrying, he's not going to do it, because then he's scared of his master. It looks like he's taking off to show that he's free. The master will get upset at him. He'd be afraid to do it. Question is maybe it'll fall off. He'll end up carrying. So if it's tit, there's no reason to carry. Once it falls off, it's broken. It has no use anymore. They'll make a new one. If it's matkes, it's metal, there's a chashash to carry it. Carry it home, because they could fix it up and reuse it. The master's going to be upset if it gets lost. The master wants to reuse it, fix it up for him. So the chashash to carry down Amish Rav. Even if it's made out of tit, if it's attached to this clothing, there's a chashash that falls off. He'll fold over his clothing in a way that should not be obvious that he had a chashash that fell off, because he's afraid of getting in trouble with his master. It'll be a problem of carrying on the clothing. The only time it's mutter is made out of tit, so if it falls off, has no future use, and it's hanging on his neck. If it falls off, that's it, it's off, and there's no room for him to end up carrying because of it. The Mos says if they ever made the chesim for himself, then in all cases, it's going to be usher for him to wear it outside of Shabbat and Shabbos, because he might just choose on his own to go off and carry it. He's not scared of the master, because the master didn't make it for him, he made it for himself. Sif Beis. The Mechaber says in the case where the Eved is allowed to do malacha for himself, in other words, the Eved was not makabal himself, the mitzvah nagas be'Eved, he wasn't malva tovol, l'shem avos kamos nagas be'Eved, so he's allowed to do malacha for himself. The master tells him he should work for himself and take care of his own food, which the Mishnah Berurah explains, he'll allow to tell you Eved that you're not going to feed him, he should work for himself and take care of his own food. So then the Mechaber says, if he told him that before Shabbos, so then on Shabbos he could do work for his own food and take care of himself. He could work and get his own food, whether he wants to work by a goy or work in his house, betzina. He can't work in the Yid's house publicly, but he can do Betzina privately. He can't work in a different Yid's house either, even Betzina, because it's Eved of Yisrael. However, he's working for himself privately, Betzina, so that he's allowed to do. There's a Shiloh, let's say you didn't tell him on Erev Shabbos he should do this. He just decides on his own, he's going to work for himself and take care of his own food. You won't have to feed him, but take care of himself. That Mishnah brings Machalik Zachroinim, the Rabbi brings the Mas B'Yom, that's Mutta, because the Mice, you didn't tell him to work, he's choosing to work for himself. Elvishisrod says, Elvishisrod's Mashba, at least they should not be making on this case. Only if you made up with him before Shabbos is the arrangement. To make such arrangement on Shabbos is Befrisha Shuros, the Mishnah Berurah says. Whole discussion, whole Machalikus is, if you not make up with the Machal. So to make up before Shabbos, he's going to work for himself privately and feed himself on Shabbos for sure Mutter. To make up with him on such a Shabbos is for sure also. If there's no arrangement, he just privately decided to do it for himself on Shabbos, and he's going to work with Sinner for himself on Shabbos, do Malacha, that is Machalik Zachrinim, which Mishnah Berurah does not give a clear Hachra on.